and welcome back to Terrible Superhero Month. Today, let's watch Catwoman. Oh, Catwoman.
I haven't seen this one yet.
Neither have I.
It's not good. There's a basketball scene.
You know, cats love basketball.
Clearly.
Duh. Like, I thought everybody knew this. Just common sense. Cats play basketball.
Well, it stars Halle Berry. I'm going to go ahead and assume there's a lot of black people in it, and so, of course, there'd be a basketball scene.
Well, Sharon Stone's also in it.
She plays blackface.
Okay, well, as always, these commentaries are brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors. But today, they're brought to you by Split Reason. They have stuff. Click the link at the bottom of the page and go buy some awesome
kind of
nerd
stuff?
Shirts. They have nerdy shirts and pins and hats and what have you. And they're actually pretty awesome. There was one really great Schrodinger's cat shirt that I really want, but I have no money. Which can be remedied by people buying stuff at SplitReason.com. Yeah, so while we don't have as awesome shirts as Split Reason does, we do have our own shirts. So go to DeathStarProducts.com/store and buy some shirts. We are currently working on some new ones. Well, we have a guy working on some new ones, so those should be up some point over the summer. So keep an eye peeled for those. If you don't feel like buying any shirts, I forgot. We're also still accepting shirt design ideas, so email them to bovie1@deathstarproducts.com or post them in the t-shirt design forums, subforum in the art graphics forum that is now up, because yeah. And if we like it, we'll make it into a shirt and pay you guys for the design, based on how many shirts of those we sell. So if you don't feel like buying anything from us and just feel like giving us money, go to deathstarproducts.com/indiegogo, that is IndieGogo, and donate some money. We're trying to raise $1,000 to help make the site a better place. We want more advanced equipment and more equipment so we can start producing more content and better content for you guys. Or if you don't feel like donating money to us, if you like donating money to dying children, go to deathstarproducts.com/extralife, that is all one word, and join the team and help us raise money or donate money. All proceeds raised goes to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital, and the top fundraiser and top donator for our team, if they want to, will be joining us on October 20th for our 24-hour live stream of this. Just us talking. Yeah, so every penny you don't donate means Bovie kills a child. So yeah, I'm your host, the Dead Man. Join me today, we have a Shoggoth.
What?
And Chax.
What was that?
That was horrible death noise. I'm pretty sure I once heard
you
a...
Call me Shoggoth? Is that like my Russian name?
No, I called Bovia Shoggoth because of the weird noises the mic were making. I called you Shax.
Okay. Hello?
God, pay attention, dude. Yeah, Shoggoth is an evil thing.
Was I included in that horrible noise or something?
Yes, because you're both on the same mic.
You're using a word that I don't know. It's not English.
If you're not going to give me credit, I'm not going to do these things.
That's it. This is done. Fuck
okay.
Woman.
Okay, fine. You guys have now broken all their everything. The site's shutting down. Go fuck off.
Fuck this. All right, well, done.
But yeah, so, I'm dead. We have Bovie1. Are you going to say hi? Okay. Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
And Shax.
Yep.
Already off to a banner start. So yeah, as always, we're watching this on VLC Media Player, and we are starting as soon as, immediately after the Warner Bros. Logo disappears and the screen is just black. For us, that's at 14 seconds. For you, it might be something different. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I see lights.
Yep. I see a bunch of V's.
Logo!
Logo! It's going to be the best part of this whole movie is right here.
Yes.
Yeah, that was visually impressive.
Oh, now Egypt. Because, you know, yeah, Catwoman's always been involved with Egypt.
Well, Egypt does love cats, and they used to worship cats, so...
And I'm sure if Halle Berry showed up in a Catwoman suit, they would worship her.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Halle Berry. In between two pussies.
I worship Halle Berry with the sex scene in Monster Ball.
Even with Billy Bob Thornton there?
Yeah. I pretend that's me.
Oh, that's what the bird in the table means. Catwoman. Cats.
Benjamin Bratt?
Yep. Cats throughout history.
It has to be bad.
There's this parasite that works its way into small mammals' brains that makes them think that cats are these fluffy, adorable things that they should go and, like, snuggle up against and be near, when actuality, like, the cat's going to kill them. But the parasite uses it to reproduce, because what is it, like, it goes through the cat's, like...
Oh, ninja cat.
Baby.
They reproduce in cat poop.
There we go. They reproduce in cat poop. And the rodent, they find a rodent, they go into the rodent's brain, they make the rodent think that the cat's nice, fluffy, playmate, cat kills rodent, and process restarts.
Yeah, I, actually, when I was, there's a point when I was writing my zombie film that I've been writing for, like, the last 500 years, I was actually making that.
You are old.
I was making that, I was thinking about that while I was writing it as maybe some kind of reasoning behind the zombification of people, because it really just turns the like rats into zombies and brainwashes them.
So wait, is this trying to say that previous cat women have existed?
I guess so. Yeah, I saw cat cult.
There has always been women dressing up in cat fur and furs and.
Yes, but have they been superheroes?
That plague, by the way, That plague, by the way, is called Benjamin Bratt. So, how do they explain away Batman not being around?
They change everything. Like in the comics, Catwoman is Selina Kyle. In this, her name's Felicia something. Like she is
instead of
She is not actually Catwoman. She is just a person who dresses up in a stripper outfit with cat ears.
So then why is she called Catwoman, and why is it...
Because someone wanted to make a movie with Halle Berry in it and make a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, because Pitoff said, fuck comics. I'll make it about a stripper.
I just thought about it, but...
Hey, see?
Look.
She died.
Halle Berry should not do voiceover.
Yeah. Only Morgan Freeman should do voiceover.
It's not a...
James Earl Jones.
You have to get like a signed permission slip from Morgan Freeman and James Earl Jones to be able to do voiceovers. Oh, hey, look, CG. That's
as if a city is that clean.
Yeah.
How about you speak up a bit? We can't hear anything you're saying.
She's saying, oh, my life's so boring. I'm an ad designer.
Oh, no. I don't make much money because I'm an ad designer. I only make $100,000 a year.
Oh, hey, look. It's Alex Borstein. Oh, yeah. Use your fat girl tits.
I have an accent.
Yes.
Bad guy?
you'll see. So we're going to have to kill a virgin. Yeah. But now I'm old and craggly and my face kind of looks like a vagina. Well, underneath all this makeup, at least.
God, this is during her whole thing of, like, let me look like a lesbian.
Yeah.
I want to look like something where no man wants to sleep with me.
Yeah. I'm pulling the Ellen DeGeneres right here.
Except my face isn't as leathery.
Yeah.
What is the fat chick doing here? She's obviously in the wrong hallway.
Yeah. Just in the wrong building.
That over there is not a plate of donuts. That was just a plan.
Hey, it's still edible.
I hate it when people steal my thunder.
It's like, oh good, the sacrifice is here. Please get the table.
Did it come at a bad time?
What kind of clothes are those?
They're the ones that are supposed to make her seem plain, so that when she's in the Catwoman suit later, it's a big transformation.
Well, the thing is, she lives in a big city, and she works for an advertising company. She would be wearing a business suit. I see it all the time. You walk through the path in Toronto, it's just suits and, like, nice clothing. That is unheard of.
Yeah, but see, this isn't a suit, though. I mean, this isn't Toronto, though.
She's in a skyscraper.
So?
That's business.
This is America.
Yeah, this is America. People dress like dicks all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, they dress like you in your face. Oh, right. I forgot. Oh, I'm sorry.
She got you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Good Lord, woman.
Why are you doing this?
Everyone, I apologize for Kitty.
I'm sorry.
Stop moving. Who is this dipshit? I've seen him in other movies before, and he always plays an asshole.
He was in the Matrix sequels.
There you go.
Oh, him.
Yeah, the one married to the boobs called Monica Bellucci.
All right, we got a party. Yeah.
And now we have... Oh, no, I'm trying to sleep, but there's a party!
I can't sleep because I'm black.
Well, she can't afford a dollar for earbuds, right? Like earplugs to.
Well, should she have to have them? Look at that party over there. Well, come on.
She can't just drink herself to sleep like everyone else.
I'd be pissed too. Well, unless it's a weekend, then you just kind of come on. Oh, yep, she hears it.
Oh yeah, that's totally gonna work.
Yeah, that's definitely Catwoman.
Throw a brick.
Yeah. Shoot him, for God's sake.
I bet later when she becomes the Catwoman, she really gets him back.
Yeah, she goes in there and pisses in his kitchen.
I swear to God, that bike said cat on it. It does. Did you see that?
That cat's expression was the, can I have cheeseburger? Yes. That expression.
It's the Ducati.
But all you can see is like a cat.
Exactly, that was the point.
It's so fucking stupid. I hate it.
This entire fucking movie's stupid, dude.
But come on. I mean, really, you gotta use subliminal messages.
Egyptian Mao cats are important.
Meow.
I'm a ninja, bitch. Yep.
Yeah, how did the cat get up there? Let's see that.
It's magic.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Alright.
It's a magic fucking cat.
Well, it just purred. I think it's okay.
Yeah, and look. The cat's making her climb out there because the cat's a dick like all other cats.
Yeah, the cat's truck murderer.
Cats are dicks.
I don't remember where I heard this before, but it's ironic that cats walk around like
Benjamin Bratt. Stink,
except for their shit stinks the worst. Your auntie makes me want to jump off a building.
Oh yeah, Patience Phillips, what the fuck?
Wow.
God.
That must be one weak-ass air conditioner, because she weighs, like, what, 110 pounds?
Yeah, I mean, that guy caught her with one arm.
Hi, I'm the requisite hot cop.
It's like, hi, I'm the love interest. Nice to meet you.
My boy's good looks.
By the way, I'm not saying that I think he's hot. Hot. I'm saying that he was cast as a hot cop.
No, it's all right. You think you want to fuck Benjamin Bratt. You want to bro blast his mouth.
No, I do not find him hot. Put David Tennant, Nathan Fillion on screen. Different story.
She's wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, she didn't sleep because she had a deadline.
She was wearing pajamas.
Yeah, she was wearing pajamas. She just put on her same old clothes.
Oh, yeah. I'll just go for this woman's wallet. I have like a credit card.
She has a closet full of that outfit.
Yeah, no, that's actually the only outfit she can afford because Armand goes to rent for that apartment.
And that outfit is ugly. Holy crap.
Well, yeah, she's a model. They always dress ugly.
You're a model. You got old. It happens. Get fucking over it and stop becoming the villain of this movie. You're a shitty villain.
I mean, is that why she's the villain? Because her picture isn't the big one?
You'll see, dude. You'll see how stupid it gets.
Oh. It's movies like this and Beverly Hills Chihuahua that when I hear about them, I'm like, why am I not right now writing in my movie script? Because I know whatever I come up with has to be better than that.
Oh, snap! Excuse me, but I have to go off and be European.
Shouldn't he be the bad guy? He has that feel of like a James Bond bad guy.
Well, yeah, no one can be that European and not be the bad guy.
Oh, she just disappeared. Crazy. Wow.
No, she didn't actually disappear. You can see the trail of, like, little bits of fur. Where would she go?
Yeah.
Stupid-ass coat. Oh, my God.
I'm the requisite gay coworker.
What does Alex Borstein do for this company?
Feel my energy.
Look, we have to be stereotypical. I'm the fat chick that sits by the hot chick and just talks to her all day as I eat a donut.
Yeah. What does she actually do here? What is her role? I never figure out what her role in this company is. She just stands there, staring.
That is her role. She's there to make everyone else look better.
and she gets paid? Why can't I get that job? I'm fat. Enough.
You're not as good rhyming as she is. Didn't you just hear her skills?
How do you know? You haven't heard me spit rhymes.
Let's hear them.
I can't do it now.
There you go.
Exactly. I have heard you spit rhymes because I seriously doubt that you could do it.
You would try and rhyme orange. You'd be like, orange.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
It's like, orange, you glad I'm stabbing myself in the face right now with this pair of scissors? Oh, God, my face.
So she's an artist. She works at an advertising company.
Well, she works at a cosmetic company in the advertising department.
What? They're advertising companies.
She works in the cosmetic department of an advertising company?
No, she works... Yes, exactly. Because right now she's trying to sell them a bottle of Eau de Toilette.
Although it's... You've honestly got a point. Most big companies like that don't have their own advertising departments. They give their way to other companies that like specialize in that sort of thing.
Yeah, these guys are the head of this company is European. Oh, good lord.
Oh, my God.
You have a more girly voice than me.
I feel the energy of my gayness.
I want to beat you to death with your own facial hair.
He can't just fucking say something. He has to bob his head.
Yeah.
And why in his eyes he says anything.
He does not have the right to have facial hair.
Dude, this movie is as stereotypical as a horror movie when it comes to the characters.
Yeah, but in horror movies, you usually gotta see them all die.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's even worse because we're not gonna see that fucking fag die?
Wow, she works slow.
Yeah, I know, that's the weird thing, like, it's always weird in these movies where, like, the main character's moving at regular speed, but then everything else is going fast. Could you imagine if that actually happened?
They tried it in Clock Stoppers. Oh man, never mind.
Look, a factory.
Ends with that movie.
Check it out, bro. A factory.
Yeah. Factory it up.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, I think he was trying to talk like he was Brovy.
Yeah, I'm trying to summon Brovy. You say bro 3 times in a row, then he appears. He's like Beetlejuice.
Look in the mirror while saying that. Yeah. Look in the mirror.
And you gotta clank 2 spoons together.
And don't forget to spin around spit, bro. Nope.
Spin around spit.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, no.
Oh, good lord.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it just happens to be unlocked.
So why is she there? Yeah, why is it unlocked?
She's going there to drop off her ad designs.
Do they know she's coming?
Nope. Or maybe, I don't fucking know. God. No shit! Money comes from people buying things.
Whose mysterious voice? Oh, that's her.
Yeah, it's Sharon Stone, dude.
It's an evil lesbian, bro.
It's evil Ellen.
Why is she surprised that no one's around? Like, hello? Why is no one here? Why are the lights off? Yeah. It looks like my office when I just left it 5 minutes ago. Like, everyone went home for the night. Yeah. No one else works 24 hours a day? What? I'm wearing the same clothes as I was yesterday because I stink now from not even showering because I was late for work.
Oh, good lord. She is the worst.
She's
yeah,
gonna be Catwoman.
She's Catwoman, who is, by the way, a master thief.
Yeah, but you haven't seen the magical cat come into play yet.
Yeah,
fuck
we have.
Magical cats.
The magical cat that was a dickhead on the ledge of the fucking building.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it be properly magical yet. You've just seen it be off-screen magical.
We seen it be magically dickish.
Yeah. Question one, bang. Question two, bang, bang.
Whoa.
It's like, don't ever do what? Keep you from killing someone on company property?
Yeah, he already missed. It's not like he pushed his hand and made him miss.
Yeah.
Dude, you're a bad shot.
Oh yeah, terrible shot.
Learn to aim.
Or, you know, have your gun ready before and not just do some weird quick draw thing. Oh, she fell in the sludge. It's the ooze. She's going to become Ninja Turtle. Michael Bay's reimagining of the Ninja Turtles has been really weird.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about Michael Bay while watching a bad movie. Unless it's Michael Bay's bad movie.
Although, honestly, this would be a lot better with some explosions.
Yeah, like as soon as she goes into that pipe, it explodes.
As soon as he pushes that button, explosion.
Yeah. Oh, a snap.
Uh-oh.
Hello!
What is she inside
of? No air!
What did he turn on?
Sewage.
So she's
I can't survive in air.
Oh, I'm scared.
It's like, a strong gust of wind. And now, death. And slow-mo death at that.
God, the CG in this movie.
Yeah, I know.
How old is this movie, 2008?
I have no idea, dude. It's from, like, mid-2000s, I think. Like, early to mid.
There's a lot of leaves?
Oh, 2004.
2004, The CG like that was probably decent back then.
Yeah, look, Magical Cat.
Oh, I want a cheeseburger.
Oh god, the CG on the cat.
Yeah, no, bro. Oh.
Too shiny, yeah.
Yeah. I swallow your soul.
Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead, stay dead.
If she was going to stay dead, we still wouldn't have another hour and 20 minutes of movie left.
Don't say that. It's going to end in 5 minutes. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, it's just a long credit scene.
Yes. 8 billion people worked in this movie.
So it's over an hour of just cat scenes.
I guess they're very inspired by, like, Tim Burton's film here. But, you know, the whole death and resurrection by cats is not necessary in Catwoman's story.
No, Catwoman is just kind of Lady Batman.
Yeah, and, like, Tim Burton was able to get away with it because it was the 90s.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made a good Catwoman by doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he took the time to train some fucking cats to be nice to her instead of fucking CGing them.
No, but if you look at that scene, only one of those cats is CG.
Ew. Ew. No.
Make it. Yes. Come on. True love's kiss can break the curse of death.
Huck the hairball of destiny down her throat.
Oh, man.
Aw, snap.
They didn't even do anything.
Yeah, he did. He breathed on her.
Ugh.
See, if a cat breathes on you, you come back to life with cat powers.
No, did you ever see the movie Cat's Eye where a cat sucks away your life? Or no, that's a little troll. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the cat fights the little troll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cats eat trolls, the circle of life. Ooh, birds! I want to eat them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, God. Cats see the world like that?
Yes, cats have supervision.
No wonder why cats are always so frantic. They think everything's in their face.
Yeah. Get the spider. Go get the spider.
You want to touch something that's that color. You know, the bright colors, the I'm not poisonous
color. She doesn't care. She's a cat. Yeah. She's a Halle Berry cat.
She's actually acting like a cat. This is ridiculous.
Although somewhat amusing.
Yeah.
Somewhat, but not enough to make this a good movie at all.
Oh, is this symbolism? I think it's symbolism!
We're totally not ripping off The Lion King.
Yeah, symbolism of what? I'm not entirely sure.
And yes, I considered that ripping off The Lion King.
Red equals bad, blue equals good, but in reverse? I don't know. Red is bad, blue is bad, red is worse than blue.
Cut the blue wire.
Yeah. Red, you're dead, green, you're keen, and oh god.
Alright. That just happened. Walk like a normal person, please.
But you just got brought back to life by a cat.
And, like, I understand she, like, did an awesome climb up there, but a single leap, she's not... Catwoman is not fucking Superman.
Cheeseburger!
Okay, yeah, just, you know, smash your way into your apartment. Don't use the fucking door like a normal human being.
No, obviously yeah, she cats saw, it's like, she go saw, at full yeah. speed and just burst yeah. through your windows every day.
Yeah, she saw it. She saw her own reflection, so she hates it. Don't you know anything? Anytime an animal sees its own reflection, it freaks the fuck out. And she changed, I guess.
Finally.
And had a shower.
Yeah.
Or she licked herself clean.
Probably that.
I thought cats always that scene in the movie.
I thought cats always land on their feet.
Oh, fat chick making jokes. God damn.
Yeah. See, that's all fat people do. They crack jokes and be wacky.
It's just her way of compensating. She likes to make it sound like she has lots of sex and she's hot, but no. She's lonely and fat.
Fat people make a lot of jokes because this is a fat smack. And it's,
So that guy just happened to have his phone out with a number dialed and one button pressed away from calling her.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
when you're calling Ninja Kitty?
Yeah.
Where did that kid come from?
That's the magic cat.
Are you being awfully mean to that cat that, you know,
saved your
life again?
Ophelia Powers.
Ophelia.
Can I feel your powers? You got some powers on the front there. It's kind of protruding from your chest.
Yeah, you might have cancer. It wouldn't have surprised me if they actually had her as Selina Kyle, as like the previous Catwoman. You know,
that might have made this movie somewhat acceptable, but no.
It wouldn't have. I would have seen it as like, oh, look, a much more interesting character. Why can't we be following her?
Well, yeah, but I mean, at least it would have brought it into the actual DC universe. I mean, they're in New York City. Why? Gotham.
Because Gotham doesn't exist, I guess.
My parents have an Egyptian mouth.
Yeah.
I want to say that this movie is void from being the worst superhero movie ever because it's not a superhero movie at all.
She has power. She does super stuff. She has a stupid costume.
What's up, cat? Liking coffee?
Yeah. It's like, my cat's on crack. That's why they're just sitting there staring at you. Like, what are you doing here, bitch? This is our couch.
You're in George's spot. Get off.
Yeah.
Like, see, the cat just rolled on her seat.
Gives her a ball of catnip. Aww, yeah.
Oh my god, this is happening.
It's like
that's what I want her to do that with my balls.
So is catnip actually like crack for cats?
Basically.
It's more like, well, yeah, it kind of does. It makes them hyper for a minute, and then they will start to be like stoned and just like out of it.
And then they eat it.
Oh, burn! Oh, snap.
Why is this happening?
'Cause. Remix, boom.
Wum, wum, wum.
Yes.
Bitch, I just quit. Stop. Oh, don't do that.
Good lord, woman.
Pathetic. What is going on here? Is she like just two minds about everything?
Oh, good lord.
I'm the entertainment co-worker.
Yeah. I want to punch him in his fucking gay face.
It's
so
like,
bad.
I'm the only gay guy here, so I hang out with the ladies. I'm not awkward at all.
Can't you just talk?
I know.
Like, fucking talk.
They just applauded her for being fired.
Yeah.
You know, if you stand behind the fat chick, she'll block everything.
Yeah. Good lord, woman.
Is she, like, like, just, like, she's herself.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah.
Not herself.
It's, yeah, it's like the cat personality is taking over. God damn it, it's like she got taken over by a bird.
Uh-oh.
And she got brought to...
Yeah, she's gonna take their insulin shot.
Yeah. Yeah, keep saying her name, that'll help her.
She was using the cosmetics that have horrible side effects.
Good Lord, woman.
She's doesn't have sex, so she's just constantly in this state of horniness.
Yeah, she's living by...
Get in there.
Yeah, she's fucking vicariously through everyone else.
Take it for the team.
We'll no.
Come on.
I'm not going to catch a grenade for you, brother.
Just this one time.
You know... She's just like a couple hundred birthday cakes away from being Rosie O'Donnell.
At least it might be, you know, at least this might make this movie, you know, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, basketball.
Yeah. And hey, she's just in a school.
Because they let you do that.
Yeah, well, and how did she know that's where he was?
She could smell him.
Well, some schools will let you do that, just not many.
Yeah.
Just the really shitty ones. I guess that's the ones you send the cops to talk to the kids.
Yep.
It's like, alright, so, don't do crime or I'll come back and shoot you in the face. Aw, isn't that cute?
There's no reason for her to fucking be there. She should have went to the precinct.
I want to know where you get sorry coffees.
You get a regular coffee, and then you use a Sharpie to write sorry on it.
Oh, that wasn't like a printed
nope.
label?
Nope, she just took a Sharpie.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
I guess she's a design artist.
Yeah, because kids want to watch adults play. They don't want to play themselves. That is exactly what children are like.
Or
you figure this all out.
Usually they play against the adults and they gang up on them, right?
Yeah, because cats love the b-ball. Yo, well, Bala.
She's black. That's where the skills come from. That's not a cat.
That's nothing to do with the cat powers.
What is up with this music?
It's basketball music.
Yeah, you got like a shitty school with thuggish kids, spray paint all over that fucking wall because their school is too cheap to be able to clean it and repaint it. Basketball.
I think children should be watching this.
Wait, are they flirtballing?
They are.
Yeah.
In front of kids.
It looks like their mating ritual.
The love interest continues like
before. Oh, yeah, just,
hey.
Whoa.
Good
Very
Lord,
unprofessional,
woman.
Benjamin Brandt.
Good Lord, people. There are children presents.
They're going to play basketball against each other, not I fuck each other.
Dude, he wasn't even... He used his excuse to show off his six-pack. Oh, lands right on top of him.
Yeah, the kids didn't ask for a bunch of sexual innuendo. They wanted you to play basketball.
That's why the kid was like, can I have the basketball back, you fucking assholes?
Yeah. It's like, who needs poor when you have this? It's career day.
If that would have taken place in like the early 90s, that would have been porn to those kids.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh,
you found a way to make your short hair look even more douchey.
Yeah.
What is she still doing there?
She works there.
But I thought she was the model, and she's been replaced.
No, apparently she also runs things and can make sure that products that are unsafe make it on the market.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she co-founded the company with her husband. And, you know, she does business and shit. And, oh, snap!
Oh. And they didn't cut your hand!
Skip the FDA.
Yeah, because, you know...
What the hell is this?
Have some fucking dignity, woman.
Please!
You've seen everything that's happened up till now. She has no dignity.
You know what? Cats like human food.
Also,
so shouldn't
cats
a human thinking like a cat want human food?
Well, what is that cat food? I think that is like tuna, right?
Yeah, it's cans of tuna.
Yeah. What is she doing?
She's using the hospital phone to try to have sex through her.
Why is she still having in the hospital?
Because stuff.
What are you talking about? Who are you to give any love advice? The only thing you know how to make love to is a cheesecake.
Oh!
You haven't been touched by a man since the third grade.
Third?
You haven't been touched by a man since your stepdad.
There was a
you.
White van.
Is this supposed to be Catwoman or some romantic comedy?
I have no idea. Like I said,
it fails to be either.
Yeah. It's been 8 years since I've seen this, and even then I hadn't seen it fully.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, you might get raped tonight.
I thought she was getting raped.
Now she's gonna get cat on their asses.
Yeah, see, what did I tell you?
Wait, fuck, that's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Yeah, and, what was it, Sanctuary. That guy plays Bigfoot and Jack the Ripper.
What's Sanctuary?
It's a pretty awesome TV show.
Oh.
But it is really weird seeing this guy being that guy. Kick him in the dick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, because cats can break
down
doors.
You're making her angry. You won't like her when she's angry.
Yeah. Puny punk rocker.
That dude's wearing a Shea shirt. What an asshole.
Oh, yeah, because cats use kegs.
Sprayed him with water. Or beer, I guess.
I don't think that happens when you get a speaker wet.
Yeah, but they need to
Not
do it for
a
plot.
Good speaker like that.
I mean, speakers aren't electrical devices like a radio would be.
Despite the fact I wear baggy clothing all the time, I'm going to find my secret stash of tight leather.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every woman has it.
Yeah, the fat chick gave it to her.
What did that say? Open a case of emergency?
Yeah, open a case of sex emergency or something.
Oh, she's going to lesbian her hair now. Great.
Yeah, because, you know, cats...
Why is she doing this? Also, she decided she wanted to go out.
And why is that her bike now?
Because cats.
They steal bikes.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, didn't you see? Like, the logo on the side of the bike had cat lit up.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, my God. I am so drunk right now. Wait a second. I'm not driving home. This is a movie.
Yeah.
See, I thought her hair looked better before, if she were to do up nice, but whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently being a cat means she knew exactly how to style her hair.
Yeah, and where did the helmet go?
By wildly slicing at it with scissors.
That's a variation of the emo ninja haircut.
Ooh, look, shiny thing. Just like a magpie. Ha Oh, hell no!
Jesus, her teeth are white. They must have painted them or something.
Wait, did that glass break before he hit it?
Probably.
That's like a cat mask.
Perfect! Yay!
How convenient. Bitch, who the fuck you call an amateur? You've never done this.
Well, she isn't breaking shit with a shotgun.
Oh,
oh God, snap. Never do that again.
She's going to.
That seems excessive.
Well, the cops it definitely seems aren't that way.
Show up now.
Yeah, it seems excessive, but apparently not because they missed her.
Yeah, but...
You could argue not enough.
More bullets doesn't mean more accuracy. Yeah. If you miss,
oh, good
you
Lord.
Miss.
That looks janky as fuck.
Cat can't do that!
Yeah, well...
What the fuck are we seeing?
Yeah, but Halle Berry can.
Yeah. Halle Berry crossed with magical Egyptian cat equals Spider-Man.
As much as see, I don't like Spider-Man anymore, I think that's insulting to
yes,
compare
it is.
That to this.
It is very.
You know what? There are a lot of flaws with this movie, but the number one is that Catwoman has superpowers. Catwoman doesn't have fucking superpowers.
And that floor is way too slippery.
The cleaning lady was just in there mopping it.
Yeah. They just waxed it. Twice. And then spilled the wax on the floor. And polished it. Oh,
never do
God.
That again either.
Yes!
No, I don't get it. Why did she do that?
Because cats.
Because meow.
Because.
Okay. How did that happen?
Because there won't be traces of her skin cells on that, you know.
How did she go from the bottom to the top without the jumping and the conniving?
She took the stairs.
That was way too fast for stairs.
She's being conventional.
And there were no stairs there. Ooh, shiny things.
What happened to my hair?
What's stupid is she's now done all this for absolutely no profit.
Pretty shiny.
Ooh, what shiny, shiny, shiny. Shiny, shiny, shiny.
Why is she doing this like she doesn't remember anything?
Because she doesn't remember anything.
Presumably.
Oh, see, there's Egypt again. Fuck off with the Egypt.
Oh, so she wanted it because it was shiny and Egyptian.
Yep, dog shit. Yeah. Or cat shit.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, wow, so she wrote sorry on it in the exact same handwriting she did before, so that he absolutely knows it was her.
Yeah. And cupcakes. Of course. Because, yeah.
Why cupcakes, not donuts?
Because she's an idiot.
Cats, women. Let's Google that. We should. Yeah. Why is your period?
You're not
gonna
go up with this stuff. The first thing you're gonna come up with is porn.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah, and then you'll eventually get up to I can hash cheeseburger. And then before you
I'm
know,
surprised that hasn't yet.
And then before you know, you'll spend like 17 days straight on meme base, just looking at everything they have.
Don't forget the cute kitten videos.
Yes.
This is 2004.
Oh,
there
yeah.
are the cute kitten videos. Don't know if there's cheeseburger yet, and probably meme base is either very early or non-existent.
Yeah. I know YouTube isn't around yet, because that wasn't until 2005, I don't think.
But.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the same cat. Of course it is. It's not a different
cat.
Has
cheeseburger?
Yes. You can has cheeseburger.
midnight, asking for cheeseburger throughout history.
Here's some more catnip, bitch. Well, she just has an encyclopedia of magic cats.
I'm Selena Kyle. I'm the interesting Catwoman. Except she's not, I know, but yeah. We'll just pretend she is.
If she was, she would have said, oh, I had this wonderful time with this rich boy back in Gotham, but, oh, that's over now.
You want to pretend that Selena Kyle's interesting, or that she's Selena Kyle?
That she's Selena Kyle.
Okay.
The old lady is, not Halle Berry. She could never be Selena Kyle.
They made a bit of a mistake here. I don't know why she referred to the cat goddess as Bast. Usually it's Bassett. That's the more traditional, more common term. I don't know why she called her Bast. I know that's another term, but she should have said Bassett. I will shut up now.
It's because she said Bast because she's an idiot. Just like everyone else in this movie.
There's quite
I don't know what that link is, but it frightens me to click it.
Yes.
No,
I'm being serious. It's safe.
That's bullshit.
Bitch, you were...
It wasn't an R. I had no need to roll it.
Good goddamn.
Mwah.
Okay, yeah. That's there.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, paper! I have a play!
Why doesn't the cat just do it?
Cuz?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, Cat Joan of Arc. It's Cat Buddha.
Fuck you, you're not Selena Kyle anymore.
Yeah. Oh shit, look, it's Michelle Pfeiffer.
And I'm attracted to you.
Yeah.
And envious.
Now here's this leather fetish cat mask that I happen to have.
Well,
I hear you like
it.
Leather.
You could be the world's greatest stripper.
So how does it stay on?
Force of will.
Or is
it's
it
like the mask from the mask?
Yeah. She uses her cat powers. Cats have the inexplicable ability to make anything stick to their faces.
Well, no, Midnight did not save your life. Midnight let you die, but then brought you back to life.
Yeah.
You saved my life, Midnight.
Okay. Yeah, she's just a... Ladies.
Open-toed shoes on the rooftop? That seems...
Alright, boys, give it up for patience. Seriously, it's fucking stripper music.
Yeah, that is totally a stripper name.
Okay, yeah. Did she purposely put rips in her clothes or something?
Yep. Because she wanted to be a sex
that, or she really needed to sharpen her claws.
Yeah, and this outfit was actually designed by the guy who did, like, the pointy boob Madonna thing.
That mask looks fucking ugly. She looks like an executioner that failed to be a stripper. That was their original job.
Yeah. She went to school for stripping, but then eventually just fell back on executioning. Executing. Yeah. God damn it. I messed up my English.
Holy shit, man. We're like an hour into this movie and she finally dons the fucking costume that everyone has a hard on over for this movie. Wow.
Well, they had to do all that character stuff.
Well, considering most of this isn't actually Halle Berry, then I don't see why people got so excited. Wow, that was totally... that had perfect continuity, and it wasn't obvious that you just switched between CG and an actual actor.
Yeah. Credit, even when she's just walking around, she kind of looks CG. She's so shiny.
Yeah, we can't just put her in a leather suit. We have to oil her up a bit, too.
Yeah. Get her nice and greasy.
They had to oil her up to get her into the leather suit, so they just thought, leave it on.
She doesn't have a whip.
Yeah, why doesn't she have a whip?
It's coming, you know it.
Is it?
Well, it's either coming, or for all we know, that one bit with, like, the fucking nozzle from the keg was the whip scene. And that was it.
That wouldn't surprise me with this movie.
Yeah. Wearing that high...
Looks, you know, fat on her.
Spider-Man 3 is starting to look a lot better.
I don't understand. What is she doing? Like, the lady was like, here, take this mask and fight crime?
No, it's here, take this mask, be Catwoman. And then he's like, alright, I'm going to be a superhero and get revenge on the people who killed me. Oh, so you want a glass of milk? Oh, good lord.
Cream.
Oh, okay, cream. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good lord.
Some people do make it with milk, though. Oh, yeah. And she has a little mustache now.
Yeah, because got milk.
God damn, man. That's so fucking stupid.
That I'm is really angry. Good lipstick.
Yeah. And they're just... Why are there mirrors in the middle of a dance floor? Is that a thing?
It's probably a thing. You can't.
For
really...
trolls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And now it's like a club from the mid-90s. Oh, she does have a whip. You know, just happen to have one.
Yeah. It comes with every glass of cream.
I'm pretty sure she'd be... I'm pretty sure if this was the actual club, she'd be asked to leave.
Well, she's a chick, so... Who knows?
It's like, ma'am,
could
you please...
And she's wearing a skimpy leather suit.
It's like, yeah. Ma'am, could you please stop whipping everybody? It's getting very annoying. Great transition.
Yeah. They're like, how do we take this outside? Oh, just cut
everything. You guys haven't discussed anything. Why the fuck are... This fight scene just doesn't seem to have been introduced properly.
Yeah.
Everything is wrong with this fight scene.
Like, nothing at all was said. Like, he never even questioned her. He could have been turned down by her for all we know. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but he shot at her, so revenge and shit.
Yeah, that's from her side, not from his. He doesn't recognize her right now.
So yeah, like he only saw her for a few seconds running away.
So? But doesn't mean she can't kill people.
Why are you playing devil advocate again like you were fucking Spider-Man 3?
Because I don't really understand what you guys are saying. Like,
he doesn't know who the fuck she is, and all of a sudden they're fighting each other?
Yeah, because she grabbed him and threw him out
the
door.
And just the way that it came into the way that it came out of that and went into the whole choreographed martial arts fighting was
poorly choreographed.
Really
that.
Awkward.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay, so yeah, that's more of what it was. Not so much that their fighting was inexplicable. I'm guessing something happened between them, but it was really awkward and really sudden the way they went into that scene.
It never went. It just went into the scene. There's nothing that happened.
Yeah. Alright, she goes back to the place she was killed. Because, yeah. Who looked at that body?
Why does Sharon Stone want this shit out there?
Because evil.
She wants everyone else ugly so that she or her ugly oldness isn't as bad?
It's addictive, and the negative side effects kick in when you stop using it. So she wants to make sure everyone has to keep using her product.
It's like, Lacey, here's the thing. I'm going to stop hanging out with you because you're an annoying bitch.
Oh, my God.
She's slowly transforming into Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, she says this guy's really good for you. She has
a Here,
seen
have a chocolate
again.
Bar. Get a little bit. Have a chocolate bar. Get a little bit fatter. Make me look a little bit hotter.
And she did actually see him.
When?
When he came by the office to drop off her wallet.
Yeah, but I said she hasn't seen him again. Halle Berry's character seen him again since the best.
Oh, right, yeah. I thought you were talking about fat, what's her face.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But you see, she doesn't know yet. She doesn't know that she hasn't seen him again.
What does it turn you ugly?
Oh, yeah, stop using this. It'll make you sick. It's making you sick. So, she was there when she said, if people stop using this, they turn into monsters.
Yep. Recognize the handwriting, you tool.
He's a bad detective if he doesn't recognize it.
He's a bad detective, period.
No, he's a bad actor.
Hey, no, look, there we go.
No, I see
you
it.
You see it right in front of him.
Yeah, just... I hold on to this coffee cup because I don't get very many dates. I wonder why. It's not really science.
Wait a minute, but they can't be exactly the same.
No.
There's no way somebody could write on the coffee cup the exact same way they would on writing on flat paper.
Yeah, they can't. No shit.
Look at the shape of this. This person does not like to play by all the rules.
Yeah.
Because her handwriting.
Wait, isn't it?
It's not an exact science. Now let me tell you everything about this person based on their handwriting.
Yeah, wait. Isn't that the exact same, like, parking lot thing as the school, only just, like, reskinned as an amusement park?
Could be. I don't see any graffiti on the wall, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's covered up by tents.
Yeah, this is the school carnival.
Yeah. I just hit the black guy.
Oh, look, you have a grudge.
Yeah. Yes.
What's going on here?
You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, those balloon hats are so terrible. Graffiti.
Why are they hanging around a school?
Yeah, because that guy does his best boning in front of children.
I guess.
So what, you're telling me they're gonna fuck in the middle of a school roller coaster? Oh, god damn it, dude.
And cock blocked.
Oh no, the thing's breaking.
Wait, suddenly we're watching Final Destination.
Only less interesting.
What the hell? They check shit before they set it up. Like, oh yeah, the gears are that loose that they could just... Oh, man...
Yeah, you see, remember, this is a school thing. They don't have anything. They don't have the budget to check.
All right, where's William Bloodworth?
Oh, he has to get down there because he's...
Yeah, he's a popo. So he's just going to go cat one
What's
on everything.
What's he going to do? He's not an engineer.
Oh, and look, something else is... This is fucking Final Destination!
It is!
Even the style of shooting it. I think when they wrote the script for this movie, they were just like, rip off as many movies as possible.
So many balloons. Oh, yeah. Everything that guy does makes it worse. Oh, yeah. Just stick a wrench in it. That'll help.
It would stop it.
From doing what? Really?
Spinning.
It was already stopped spinning.
I don't know.
Mommy, that hoe saved me.
Normally a park would, or a festival of some kind would be shut down after something like that.
we can only rent this equipment for like 48 hours, so we need to get our money's worth.
Yeah, that I would involve, you know, writers on this movie.
I don't know if they would shut the whole place down.
Well, they would have to because of the unsafe ride. It could fall over, it could do anything. They have to inspect it first. Yeah.
Yeah. They also have to assume that everything else has been poorly inspected.
Which is a safe assumption. What you didn't see is, like, seven of the rides broke down in that thing. And, like, those bottles they used for, like, the bottle throw thing exploded.
Seven people died, three got injured.
What, have you
one.
Got diamond nails? Oh, she probably does.
Yeah, she does.
Of course.
She got diamond fucking nails. Because, yeah, those are easy to come by.
Or craft.
Where did she get this costume from? She handed her a mask, not a whole fucking diamond outfit.
Maybe. Her kitty powers made it.
Yeah. Don't you know cat shit diamonds?
Alright, lesbian, look.
Did she just grab her tits?
Yes, she did. You did it, lesbian villain.
Yeah. Acting. No shit! Oh, good lord! What the
Yep, she's totally a stripper. I'm just gonna take this tip that you gave me and, stuff it in my crotch.
Usually it's the bra or the side of like the thong.
Not if you're a stripper.
Nope. You get it right up in the front.
Oh.
Or right in the back. You don't want the money stanky, you just want the money. There's a stripper running around here.
Yep. You're right. It's totally stuck.
Ah, European.
Somehow this movie's only been on for an hour or 4 minutes, and it feels like 3 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Somehow, Spider-Man 3 seems better.
Get it? Pause.
You damn dirty ape. Oh, damn dirty ape is the fat chick in the hospital.
Yeah. Away I flee. It's like, there's a stripper on stage.
Now this has got good.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Sunflower.
Yeah.
Today we got Selena Kyle on the stage in her cat outfit.
Everybody, welcome to Hydropolis.
She's my cherry pie.
Oh, hey, look. You get it? It's double entendre. Cats come.
Okay, you know it's her.
Ninja'd.
He's a detective. Why is he there?
Cause. Plot.
When you call the cops, when do detectives show up?
murders and shit.
Has someone been murdered?
The doctor guy.
That was like 2 nights ago. What?
Yeah, and she's the main suspect, so, hey, there's a weird stripper cat climbing around this place. Stripper cat? That's our suspect.
Why would that be their suspect?
Because didn't you see TV?
Again, why was Detective Show called?
I don't fucking know, I mean, dude.
Your bullshit devil advocate bullshit is not only getting sickening, but it doesn't make sense.
Of course it fucking doesn't make sense. I'm being the devil's advocate. For shitty movies, dude. Nothing makes sense.
Stop.
I can't help it. It's pathological.
Okay, I'm sorry. On what stage is the light rigging that fucking irresponsible?
The same one that builds fucking kids' park shit.
Yeah. Get it?
But this is like your second date, right? Because the first date was at the kids' basketball court. This is like a third date.
Yeah. Come on, dude. 5-date rule.
Oh, third date you get licked.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. All of a sudden now she has hands like Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you can take your hand out of the handcuffs at any time? No, only when it's funny.
Yeah. Get it? Why are you yelling at yourself in the mirror?
He's yelling at the scars.
Fuck you, scars. Nom 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 nom.
That was the fakest laugh I've ever heard.
Yeah. Let's grow some fucking balls.
God, she's such a cunt.
Of course she is, dude. She's Sharon Stone.
How is it that they made her more evil than anyone in any movie ever? And all she is like some head honcho for a fucking cosmetic line.
I don't know.
Wait, why did that hurt?
Wait, is the makeup giving her superpowers?
Yes.
Oh, fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Why are you telling me to fuck up?
Because you just told me that. Are you gonna change her? Fuck you, you fat bitch.
Yeah. Look at her, she's fucking drinking already.
Of course she is fat. Real you. What does that even mean? You're not even the real you anymore. You've been taken over by a cat spirit.
Every night she rubs herself down with the semen of young men. Ooh, fish.
Look at the fish. Look at the fish. Yeah, keep acting like a cat. He'll never fucking suspect you.
Yeah.
Why is he...
Funny. The bottom half of your face looks really familiar.
Yeah.
Why are you eating like a fucking savage?
Yeah, it's like, huh.
You're eating like the fat
that's
chick.
That's technically not sushi.
It's like, huh, I've seen your tits somewhere before.
Those are like rainbow rolls. She's just taking the fish off them.
Yeah.
So then she likes sashimi, not sushi.
Yeah. You got a point there.
He's very culturally intellectual, isn't he? Very culturally aware.
That is so weird.
Wow.
It's always really weird when, like...
Why is he questioning her about her fucking sorry sign?
Because he's an idiot. Oh.
Finally? Oh, God. Oh, man.
I know why he's not questioning her, because she's Halle Berry and he might get to have sex with her.
She can't even fucking answer what is it like being an artist, so why would she answer why her fucking sorry sign from the coffee cup matches the one from the bag at the jewelry store? Oh, God.
Except emotionally, they're not a match.
Yeah, because one doesn't like to play by the rules. You can tell because of the O.
And one has low self-confidence.
You can tell because of the R's.
Play by the rules.
That's so stupid.
This person's the outlaw. Look how they wrote their O.
Oh, yeah. They'll get freaky out on the streets. God, what is up with their face? Why was it twitching?
CG.
Oh, she can smell it raining.
And she hates getting wet because she's a cat. Do you get it?
Is it that she could smell it raining? Because it didn't give any kind of look of her sniffing the air.
Yeah, did you see the little twitch?
But not to that precision. You can't be like... Oh. Uh-oh.
They did something almost just like this in Daredevil.
Whoa, what part?
Where like, where Daredevil, and, like, they're up on the roof, and then it's like, wait, it's going to start raining. I can feel the temperature drop.
Yeah, well, that's different, because first, he had super heightened senses. So, I mean, he can tell that kind of stuff.
See, Shax, that was why he wasn't questioning her. That right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got a fucking hot chick. Now peace. I'm out.
And she scratched him, too.
Yes. One and done. It's how I do. Anything that you put on pants.
Except for... Just gonna go in the refrigerator.
Dasani, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The apparently best tasting water in the world.
Oh, really? She's that dumb.
Yes.
She just leaves her diamond claws laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he feels the need to examine it that closely. Like
that
chick
who looks and sounds exactly like her is her.
Yeah.
But has he seen the diamond claws before?
Yeah, when they were fighting.
Oh, yeah.
He saw 10 of them.
Well, I mean, I guess it's the possibility that he got a decent look at the claws while they were fighting.
Yeah, she did kind of accentuate them in an unrealistic manner, but she did, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, cats, and they go, whee.
They go, whee.
Yeah, with the claws and the... Oh, yeah, then.
And the cow goes moo, and the dog goes bark, and the cat goes whee.
And she just happened to have a glass chess set.
Yeah, something came up, and then it went back down.
Yeah. Something came up and then it came again. Oh! But really, I think you're a murderer.
That was just... That's lipstick?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was saying, that's not supposed to be a cut, is it?
Nope. Yeah, that's what I thought at first, too.
Can forensics really fucking match that up like that?
And you know what? That evidence is inadmissible.
Yeah,
any evidence you get through fucking the suspect is
yeah
totally useless.
But can you match up lipstick like that to a person's lips?
Lip prints are unique.
Yeah,
are
they? Like a fingerprint.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, it applies to any spot on your skin, right? The way that the cells are across your skin is completely unique in comparison to someone else. So they could compare any part of your body, like your elbow print or anything.
Mm. Fingerprints are the easiest.
Yeah, they're the easiest. They're the most common. It's hard to differentiate different kinds of prints if they're not like a finger or lips or something like that. So you just have no idea.
Well, shit. You got framed for murder. Punch her in the box.
Punch this movie in the ending.
Punch this movie in
the... Go to work, grab her by the tits again. Yeah. That seemed to work last time.
Go for the jugular. Bullets. Wait. Yes. And you just threw it at her while she's wearing gloves, so there won't be any prints. Which... she just happened to have some cops around the corner.
Yeah.
She's super rich.
Fucking hate this movie.
I'm now really, really glad we decided to do a terrible superhero month.
I'll be glad when this one's over.
This movie...
I'm going to apologize to Batman and Robin for thinking that it would be worse than this.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, Batman and Robin's pretty bad, but...
You know, it's entertainingly bad. This is just offensively bad.
Yeah, this one rivals Superman 4. Like, it might actually beat it out. It's hard to say.
Catwoman kills again.
That's quick as shit.
Wow, yeah, that's fucking... Yo, it's not suspicious at all that she had the cops and the press waiting for the push of a fucking button.
Man.
I guess so.
The turnaround on news in fake New York is astounding.
Well, you got about 15 minutes to clear your name. Better hurry.
I can just stand there with a gun. Fuck rollers. Jesus.
Wow, he did. He, like, fucked her and now is arresting her, like... He got his priorities right.
Yeah. It'd probably be easier if he had arrested her and then tried to fuck her because, you know, he could have said, you know, if you fuck me, I'll get you an appeal. You know, get, like, I'll put in a good word for you. Get you, like, probation or something. Catwoman would be crying right now. She'd be trying to seduce you.
That's true.
Well, technically most of that evidence you got through illegal means.
Yeah, and none of it will be used, and she will, and if you take it to court, she will probably won't even get to court.
Well, he wouldn't even be able to stand trial.
Even if it got to court, she would just cry and be like, he used sex to plant evidence, and it'd be done. Acquittal on the spot.
Yep. And then that guy gets investigated by IA. Probably loses his badge. Then he comes along and shoots her.
He loses his job, goes into binge drinking, eventually becomes so depressed that he puts a bullet through his fucking head. That's how that story ends.
Not before trying to kill her. It's like, you ruined my fucking life, bitch. Bang, bang. Oh god, I missed. Bang. That is a really big interrogation room.
We missed a conversation, but it's unimportant.
Yeah. That is a really big interrogation room.
I know, I mean, how are you supposed to throw a perp between the walls with any effect when there's that much distance?
Maybe the cops have super strength. Oh, dead ass.
Wouldn't fucking surprise me. Everyone's got goddamn superpowers in this movie.
Yeah.
You apparently get it from the fucking makeup.
Yeah.
That guy's a power... That guy has butterball powers.
Hook him up with your fat friend.
Yeah, they'll get along great. They're both dicks.
Get her laid and then she'll be less annoying.
Nothing will make her less annoying. Oh yeah, you know, like cops do. Just sit around in chairs, spinning around looking at the evidence. Get it?
Turn around, tell him to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
It's like, I was asking a hypothetical question, you fucking moron.
Yeah.
Don't say yes.
No, it'll be with Kitty.
Wow, because cats. Never mind, she's a magic cat. Why does she use her magic
cat? Around the corner, there's a cat in the room! Bam!
Is she gonna kick through the bars? Or is she gonna like? Or is she gonna like collapse her skeleton?
The miracle begins! Double baby!
Oh, snap!
Oh, now they're gonna rip off the mask. I should have gone through this movie just listing every single movie they've ripped off. Let's see. So far, I've got Cat's Eye, Final Destination, the Tim Burton. Batman Returns. Oh, I guess they're not going to rip off the mask.
Nope, it's just, hey, I'm a cat.
Oh, yeah, because they totally make bars, like, oh, man.
Because, yeah.
I'm going to go with X-Men on that one.
Now, if it was that, she would have gone out the window. Okay, how?
What?
Apparently she has
what the fuck was that?
Apparently she can phase through walls now, too.
How did she get out? What did I miss?
She did magic. And now CG that ass. Seriously? Really? Did you hear the purr?
Oh.
And it's a jaguar! She
just started her mating ritual.
Get it? Jaguar? Cat? Ha ha ha.
Get it!
You're like me, man. This movie's pissing me off!
Oh, look, now cat vision, maybe. Or maybe she's on drugs. Yeah.
Let's throw the Matrix and Spider-Man in there. fuck, cosmetics that are infected. First Batman.
Is someone like using color correction on that camera to make her eyes more blue?
Yes.
Could be. I know she has like really blue eyes, but they could be doing something to pop.
Yeah, but they were the way more
being in the relationship with the suspect. What is that ripping off?
All other detective movies.
Get it? Dying?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could say that was also ripping off the first Batman movie, but,
what was?
The detective, dating the suspect, but not knowing the double identity. Because that was, no, not the first Batman movie, sorry, Batman Returns.
Yeah, which seems out of character for Batman.
Wait a minute, what detective was dating someone?
Wasn't Batman fucking Catwoman in that one?
Batman was dating Selina Kyle without knowing she was Catwoman.
Yeah, but she didn't know he was Batman.
True. But yeah. Still, it's that theme.
Yeah.
I still say it's stolen. It's stolen for something else, too. I just can't remember.
Yeah, it plays.
Well, shit. Point Break?
Was Keanu Reeves dating Patrick Swayze?
Well, no, but he was dating a chick that was part of the group. Or not part of, I guess.
If you want to get every real car chase movie ever is being ripped off.
Yeah, because chains.
There's no that would happen with a semi, right? Like, I mean, if she had the chain hooked up to cars and drove away with a semi, possibly, but I can't imagine that being with semi axles.
Well, how about the fact that none of those trucks actually turned during that?
Nope,
it just scooped right out underneath.
Yeah. Okay. Is she?
Wow, that attitude alone is A, criminal offense.
Yeah.
B, makes you suspect.
Yeah. I can't tell whether they're flirting or not. It's really weird.
She is.
I think she's trying to seduce him, but...
Yeah, it's like...
But she's clearly a lesbian.
It's like, sorry, miss, I don't fuck 50-year-old lesbians. Oh, yeah, he's not wearing a vest or anything. Oh. Zing?
The CG on the whip going around the gun was horrible.
Weird whip physics.
What was that? She like sits down and I kill you both and then sits down.
Yeah, hit the button for death.
Yeah, nice send a bunch of guards after her who she can clearly not deal with.
It's not even send a bunch of guards, it's send one guy.
It would have been nice if she would have hit the button on the desk and the floor would have opened up underneath her and she would have went flying down into like a shark pit.
Yeah, like
forgetting what button she hit.
Yeah, like some Dr. Evil shit.
Yeah.
It's like freaking shark with freaking laser beams attached to their heads. Hey, the only two security guards in this entire movie.
The only two that have parts.
They're the only two hired.
They also don't have very good aim, so I don't see how this is threatening at all. They couldn't kill her when she didn't have superpowers.
Well, we never actually seen that guy shoot a gun. We only saw the guy who was like missing part of his eyebrow.
Well, why wouldn't she just go? Yeah, why does she just go after him? Why even get your guards involved? You got superpowers.
Because she's a lazy bitch.
She has superpowers. There's no reason for her to assume that Catwoman has superpowers. So why is she also, just like, I'm a badass bitch, I can fuck her up.
Yeah, because she's lazy.
Also, I don't care. No security guard, no matter what company they work for, no matter how scary, no security guard is going to be like, oh, you pushed a button? Yeah, I'll go shoot a cop for you.
Well, they're dirty or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
No, dirty or not, no security guard will do that.
Unless they're being paid a lot.
Because it's fucking stupid.
Okay, she's aiming the gun at her, she pulls the trigger, and the bullet bounces, she's not there. So, like, she literally disappeared right in front of her eyes, and she's not like, what, where did you go?
Well, she did walk through a wall. You know, for all we know, this is, like, natural. You know, it's like, oh, I disappeared, you walk through walls. You know, another day at the office. I mean, I'm... Oh, yeah.
She couldn't dodge that kick. That's...
Yeah.
How'd you get your superpowers? From makeup? How'd you get yours? From a cat?
Yeah. Like, we're fighting!
Auto origin stories suck, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. We are fighting each other. That would be really creepy, fighting in a room surrounded by giant U's.
Scratch your face. Throw it. Scratch your face.
On your face to sit. Ugh.
Oh, so she's a Twilight vampire. Fucking great. Now we know where they came from.
Yeah, great.
For some of them, they can't feel a thing. She's getting her ass kicked.
Yeah, but doesn't mean she's feeling any of it.
Or bleeding, apparently.
Yeah, like you said, skin like marble. Presumably everything else like marble.
She has to be feeling it if she's acting the way she is and actually, oh, now she's knocked out. But she didn't feel it.
She's playing possum. Wait, why did that require two cuts?
I don't know.
With two different screams.
Teleport already.
Yes. She can't teleport when the camera's on her.
She's like, director, please, make the camera go away.
Yeah, this fight scene is totally uninteresting.
Yeah.
All I don't care what's at stake.
But nothing's at stake, really. Wait, wait, best line. Hey! Yes!
Oh, God.
I didn't hear it because Deadman was too busy screaming. Yeah. What did she say?
She said, yeah, Sharon Stone said game over, and she's, yeah. And Halle Berry said, guess what? It's overtime.
Oh, God.
See? Now you see why I was screaming?
Yeah, you probably would have been better off not hearing it, Shax. You shouldn't have asked. Yes.
With award-winning script running like that.
All it's right, like, her claws are diamond.
That yeah. Those two lines would have been perfect for an 80s action direct cop movie.
Yeah. God.
She's got a cut on her face or a scratch on her face.
Wow.
Wow, that looks so horrific.
Oh, good lord.
Zap.
Yep. You see, if she hadn't took that time to, you know, look at herself in the mirror and look at herself in the glass and be disgusted by how she looked, she would be able to save her dumb ass. Hey, you're under...
You just had to show up.
Hey, baby, you're under arrest now, so you know. Of course you're not.
Except, how does he know you didn't just drop her out the window?
I hate to point this out, but you just murdered her.
Pretty much.
Just because you wanted to save her at the last minute doesn't mean it.
She did it. She tried saving her.
After
yeah, but she kicked
threw,
her out.
Yeah, she kicked her out the window, then tried to save her.
Yeah, but she was fighting her. She was defending
That's
herself.
That's like shooting someone with a gun and saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I stab you 37 times in the chest and then start doing CPR, I still murdered you.
Yeah.
That's different. She kicked her out the window. She just kicked her. She fell out the window. I
yeah,
mean,
she
looked like she was trying to kick her out the window, and then when she did fall out the window, she tried saving her. If anything, you could say that she's just, what the fuck?
But she had Catwoman power. She knew where that window was.
The doctor?
Yeah, of course. Because, yeah, plot.
That's... if this movie couldn't get any worse.
Yeah, it's Stockholm Syndrome. She kidnapped the doctor, then the doctor fell in love with her.
Wait, Stockholm Syndrome is when the nurse falls in. No, that's...
That's Florence Nightingale.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah. When she was discharged, she kidnapped the doctor. Then raped him a few times.
So wait, he basically said, as long as they don't catch Catwoman, you'll be fine because they won't know what happened. Why couldn't he say, yeah, that woman shot me. She also admitted to being guilty. So we don't have to worry about catching Catwoman anymore.
Because he's an idiot, of course. Because plot.
Because that's how they wanted the movie to go. Is
yeah.
Trying to they were like leaving it off so they could make a sequel.
I thank God they didn't. But something's really
hips, man.
Yeah, she's really not walking like a virgin. She's going out of her way to show she's not.
Thank God it's over.
So what happened?
We don't need to watch the other two. This one wins. It's the worst.
I don't know. Superman 4. Pretty bad.
We'll need a palate cleanser after this, so let's
overtime.
Still watch Batman.
I don't know. Batman and Robin is pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, it's bad, but it's at least entertainingly bad.
No. Every time Arnold Schwarzenegger opens his mouth, it's bad.
I want to once again apologize to Spider-Man 3.
Parker.
Good lord, you're still watching it? Oh, God.
Yeah, let's...
Whip coach. There was a whip coach.
And you want to know what's even... You want to see more depressing that I watched this movie? I played the game this movie was based... I played the game that was based on this movie. Yeah, it was terrible. It did like the.
Why
whole
did you do that to yourself?
Look at all the stunts.
Because
look
I was
at
so
all the stunt people.
Because I was really stupid back then.
But all the stunts were done in CGI.
How did they?
Mocap, I guess. Yep.
from 50 people.
Oh, yeah. God, there were Canadians involved.
Oh, God.
No! The eternal shame.
This is worse than finding out. This is worse than having Bieber.
Fucking Bieber.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for this week. Thankfully. Thank God this movie wasn't 2 hours. So yeah, be sure to come back on Sunday on allgames.com. We'll be doing our live show at 5 p.m. And yeah, and join us next week when we'll be watching a markedly less terrible movie. Presumably. I think it was less terrible.
It is slightly less terrible.
It. Yeah, it's been fucking years since I've seen that movie.
I remember enough that it's slightly less terrible than this, at the very least.
Well, yeah. See, I've never seen any of them, so I can have a completely unbiased opinion here.
I just remember neon, yeah, and I just remember lots of neon and lots of ice zings.
Oh, yeah. God.
Like, I used to meet you. Ah!
Well, let's just end this.
Yeah, so, until next time. Yes, well. So as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at Destro Prods. I'm at Deadman Underscore Prods. We got at Bobbywan, at Fuck Shacks. Kitty is not on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Like us on there. We're on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Leave some reviews. Let us know how we're doing. And yeah, till next time. I'm dead.
I'm Bobbywan.
I'm Ninja Kitty the Water Bell.
I'm Shaxson. Cat litter.
I'm surprised no one made that joke during the actual commentary.
Water.
Oh,
ballet.
God. Claus Bedelt was actually involved in the scoring of this movie.
We'll see you guys next time.